Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
Hallelujah, Christ has risen.
感谢主，主已经复活。
True? He has risen indeed.
他已经复活。
Brothers and sisters, I would like you to go and turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们大家一起翻开新约的以弗所书的第一章。
Verses 15 through 23.
从第十五节到第二十三节。
And this is our basic text that we will return to in a few minutes and look at what God wants us to learn today.
我们先读一遍这个经节，然后我们等会儿再回来一节一节的来讲。
So, I know you're comfortable and you're seated, but would you rise out of respect for God's word?
请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话。
And with the English with me,Chapter 1, 15 through 23, and then, of course, the Mandarin speakers.
我们先用英文，然后再用中文来读。
Okay, let's begin. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead,and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们一起用中文来读以弗所书的第一章十五节到二十三节。十五节，请。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
May God feed us from his word today. Amen.
愿神他的话语来做我们今天的粮食，请坐。
Brothers and sisters, again, I've been watching my mail, and I finally got something that I can profit from.
弟兄姐妹们，我常常来看我的信箱，看有没有什么东西。最近我收到一个东西，使我觉得对我有益处的。
In the mail, I got this picture.
在这个这是我信箱里收到的这么一个邮件。
And it's a picture of a jigsaw puzzle. How many people like jigsaw puzzles?
这个邮件是关于这些拼图的图案的。我想有些人会，大家会喜欢拼图。
Only when it's finished, right?
我们的喜欢拼图是因为当我们把它拼完的时候，我们最高兴。
This is an invitation from a local church.
这个邮件是一个邀请函，是一个是一个本地的一个教会给我的一个邀请函。
And this is what, as good as life may be, do you ever get the feeling that something important?Might be missing.
这个消息函上是说，到现在为止，你有没有这样一个感觉，就是你可能失落了一些非常重要的东西。
This Easter can be about much more than finding hidden eggs and chocolates.
如果你真的是有这样的感觉的话，那么这一次的复活节，那就要远远的不止，只是来去找那些彩蛋或者是巧克力。
join us for one of our three Easter celebrations.
我们诚挚地邀请你参加我们的三场复活节的敬拜之一。
You may find what you are missing.
也许在你参加我们的敬拜的时候，你真的会发现你一直认为你所要寻找的东西。
We find today, we hope today that if there's any portions of our understanding about the resurrection that is missing, that the Lord will fill in the puzzle and make it full.
我希望今天我们透过这个复活节的信息，也许我们当中在座的有人可以明白这个复活节的真实的含义，使我们生活当中我们所失去的那一块能够填补回来。
Do you know any people who are missing the difference between the Easter Bunny and Christ's resurrection?
我想我们当中有没有人知道不知道在我们周遭的一些人，他们把复活节的兔子和复活节主耶稣基督的复活这两个事情把它混淆起来。
Perhaps some of the people who might be missing the real meaning of Easter are people that you're already praying for and are concerned about.
也许这样的一些人知道他们不明了复活节真实的意义，我们已经在那里为他们祷告了。
But just like this banner says, it's an encouragement about another Easter, a cultural Easter.
就像这个图案，这个旗帜所讲的，好像复活节是一种鼓励，是一种社交生活的一种鼓励一样。
And there will be a whole generation of children who will think Easter is about the bunny and chocolates and candy.
会有些人因着这样子就认为复活节是关于兔子的，是关于巧克力的，关于要去找彩蛋的这些事情。
Wasn't it wonderful this morning to see the young ones singing these wonderful praise songs in the front row? Wasn't that good?
非常奇妙，就是今天早上我们看到这些年轻的这些小小的小孩子，他们站在诗班的第一排里的给我们献诗，唱那些非常美妙的歌曲。
And as they turned their pages and read these wonderful true words, this is what's going into their mind and hearts, not the Easter Bunny and chocolate.
当他们唱这些诗的时候，他们翻开的诗本，因为这些歌词实在是真的就是复活节的真实的意义，复活节而不仅仅是小孩子印象当中的彩蛋或者是巧克力。
That's good for the future of Christ's body.
因为小孩子们他们对复活节有这样的认识，是对于耶稣基督的教会是有益处的。
But there are also people who just half believe the true Easter message.
但是我们也知道，也有不少的人是属于半路的基督徒，他们对复活节的意义有一些不清楚的认识。They
don't attack the Easter message.
他们当然并不反对复活节的信息。But
they feel it's a beautiful story.
但是在他们的眼里，认为复活节的这个信息只是一个非常美丽的故事。Full
of spiritual meaning.
说有很多属灵的意义在里面。But
often they conclude, why worry about its literal importance?
但是他们对复活节的最后的结论就是为什么要去操心这些字句上的事情。
Because Christ's resurrection is absolutely true,
但是对于基督徒来讲,
it becomes, I'm sorry,
耶稣基督的复活是完完全全真实的。
Jim, excited. It becomes the supreme fact of history.
耶稣基督的复活这一个事实是历史当中的最高的事实。
And to fail to adjust one's life to the implications of Christ's resurrection,
当一个人我们不能够把我们自己的生命和我们对耶稣基督的复活的理解来重新校正一致的话,
could mean irreparable loss.
那么我们就要会犯一个不可弥补的一个错误。
Now even some religious leaders, the Sadducees, contemporaries of Christ, made mistakes.
就是有些 宗教的领袖们，他们也会在复活这件事上他们犯错。在耶稣同时代里面，我们知道就有一批人，他们是撒都该人。And
the fatal mistake they made was that they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead.
撒都该人他们是与基督同时代的人，但是他们却不信复活。So
in Mark chapter 12, just three quick looks at verses, you will find the mistake that they made, and Jesus points out the mistakes.
所以在马可十二章呢。 马可十二章那里就有几节圣经。
Verse 18 says, some Sadducees who say that there is no resurrection came to Jesus and began questioning him.
撒都该人他们不信复活，所以他们就来到耶稣的面前，用一些问题来问他。
And verse 24, after they were done questioning him, Jesus turned and said to them, Is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures and you do not understand the power of God?
当他们把他们的问题问完了以后，主耶稣说，你们所以错了，岂不是因为你们不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能吗？
And verse 27, Jesus said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and you are greatly mistaken.
接下去在27节，主耶稣又说，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，你们是大错了。
So Jesus points out their two common mistakes.
所以主耶稣把他们的错误向他们指出来，他们有两个地方是错了。
The first mistake is not knowing the whole content of the scriptures.
第一就是他们不明白圣经，就是不明白整本圣经中神的要讲神要讲的话的含义。
And the second mistake is not knowing the power of God.
第二个错误就是他们不晓得神的大能。
The Easter message of Christ's resurrection is clearly told in the Bible.
所以复活节讲到主耶稣基督的复活是在圣经里面真真实实的所记录的。
And clearly demonstrates God's strength in resurrecting Christ from among the dead.
真真实实的记录了是神的大能，他把耶稣从死人当中复活起来。
As we keep reading the Bible, we keep discovering who Christ is.
当我们不断的读圣经的时候，我们就会因着新的圣经，我们不断的来认识耶稣基督。
And he keeps showing us his power when he forgives sins.
我们透过读圣经，我们就会发现主耶稣不断的把他的能力向我们显明出来。当他在赦免罪人的时候，他的能力显明。
He shows us his power when he performs miracles and heals people.
当他施神迹，当他医病的时候，他的能力显明。
We see his power when he casts out demons and liberates people from all kinds of bondage.
当他赶鬼，当他把人从束缚当中释放出来的时候，我们看到神的能力在那里显明。
And in his resurrection, he also shows his power over life and death.
借着耶稣基督从死亡当中复活，他更向我们显明他的能力不单单是生命当中他的能力，更是他的能力要胜过死亡。
Where does Christ's power come from?
我们知道不知道耶稣的能力是从什么地方来的？
Well, John 14:6-7 gives us a clue.
在约翰福音的第十四章的六节和七节告诉我们。
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way.
耶稣对多马说，我就是道，我是道路。
And I am the truth and I am the life.
我是真理，生命。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you had known me,
你们若是认识我，
you would have known my Father also.
你们也就认识父。
From now on, you know him and you have seen him.
从今以后，你们已经看见他了。
Christ's power comes from his unity with his Father.
所以这里说，耶稣的能力是因着他和天父的完全的合一而来的。
And his heavenly Father is the creator of all life.
耶稣的天父就是创造一切的这个神。
And because Jesus is also the creator of life,
我们知道耶稣他也是创造生命的主。
And he is life,
而且他说他就是生命。
He can surely restore life to any person he chooses.
所以当然他就能够把他的生命他就能够把生命恢复到任何一个他所选择的人的身上。
There are three very clear examples of Christ raising people from the dead in Scripture.
在圣经里面记录了三次非常清楚的，就是耶稣在他在世上的时候，他使三个人由死亡经历复活。
One was when he raised a dead daughter whose dad was Jairus.
第一件事情记载的就是他使耶鲁的女儿复活。
Matthew 9:18-26.
这件事情记录在马太的第九章。
Then he raised a widow's son from the dead in Luke 7.
在路加福音第七章也记载了，他是一个寡妇的儿子，已经死去的儿子复活。
And probably the most stunning was when he raised Lazarus from the dead who had been dead 4 days in John 11.
最惊异的是，也许我们大家都知道了，就是在约翰福音第十一章那里所记载的，他是死了四天的拉撒路从坟墓里面死而复活。
A daughter, a son, a brother, a friend, he raised them from the dead.
他使耶路的女儿复活，他使寡妇的儿子复活，他也使他 他也使 马大和玛利亚的兄弟拉撒路复活。
But eventually these three people would physically die again. Amen.
我们都知道这些经历过死亡复活的这些人，他们最终还是要死。
However, when Christ is crucified and is sent to the grave,
但是我们都知道，耶稣基督当他被钉十字架的时候，他死了，他被埋葬了，埋在坟墓里面。
He cannot raise himself, but his Father raises him, and Christ then will never die again.
但是天父却把他从死亡里复活，而复活的主耶稣就不再经历死了。
And as God raises Christ, his son,
就像神使耶稣从死里复活，他的儿子使他的儿子从死里复活。
He establishes Jesus, the Son of God, as the person, the only person who will rule the kingdom of God.
他就立他的儿子作为掌管宇宙万物一切的主宰。
You don't have to turn to this, but you'll remember before Jesus raised Lazarus, he told Martha that her brother would rise again.
我们大家都记得，当主耶稣在使拉撒路复活之前，他对拉撒路的姐姐马大是这样说的。
And unlike the Sadducees who do not believe in resurrection, Martha answered this way.
耶稣是对马大说，复活在我，生命也在我，不像那些撒都该人他们不信复活。马大是信复活的，所以马大的回答是这样子的。
She said, I know Lazarus will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
他说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。他说，你是要在末世的时候使拉撒路复活。
And in John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus turned to Martha and he said to her these stunning and very, very strong words,I am the resurrection and the life.
为了回复马大这样的话，主耶稣的答复是说，复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
他说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Do you believe this?
你信这话吗?
You remember Martha is often used as an example of a woman too busy to listen to Jesus' teaching.
我们大家都熟悉圣经里面，我们大家都熟悉马大，常常我们认为是一个忙忙碌碌里的，在那里没有花时间坐在耶稣脚前听他道的这么一个人。
But here Martha is the very woman that Jesus chooses to reveal this insightabout resurrection too.
但是却是在这里，主耶稣却拣选了马大，他把这样一个真理向他启示出来。
So he listens for her answer and she says, Yes, Lord.
马大听到了耶稣对他的启示，所以他对耶稣的这一个启示的回应是这样子的。
I believe that you are the Christ.
他说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督。
The Son of God.
是神的儿子。
Who was to come into the world.
就是要临到世界的。
If you remember that portion, Jesus then asked where Lazarus' tomb was, and when he was told, they started to walk to his tomb.
我们如果还记得这段圣经故事的话，就晓得主耶稣然后问他们，你们把拉撒路埋在哪里，然后他们就去到拉撒路的坟墓那里。
Picture this, they arrive at the tomb and there's a stone there.
想象一下，我们到了这个埋葬拉撒路的墓地，那里有一块大的石头挡住。
And he says, roll the stone away.
然后他对周围的人是说，把石头挪开，因为把这个挡拉撒路坟墓的那个石头挪开。
Do you remember what Martha said?
我们大家也许都记得，马大在那里，马大又说了一句话。
She said, by this time, 4 days later, there'll be a smell. And so she was opposed to that. She was warning him.
马大在那里 对那些人有一个警告，他说，主啊，他已经死了四天了，一定是臭了。
And he says to her, didn't I say that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
但主耶稣用这个话，下面的话来回答马大，他说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So it's a matter of believing and then we will see the glory of God.
所以这里是一个信，然后就会看见神的荣耀这一件事情。
And with a, and if you remember very clearly, it wasn't just that he was going to bring the dead Lazarus out of the tomb.
所以我们晓得这里不单单只是主耶稣使拉撒路死里复活，从坟墓里出来这简简单单一件事而已。
But in John 11:41 and 42, Jesus said this out loud. He prayed this out loud so everybody could hear.
而且主耶稣在执行这件事情之前，他对在公众的面前，他有这么一个大声的祷告。
He said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
他说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
I knew that you always hear me.
我也知道你常听我。
But because of the people standing around, I said it.
但我说这话是为了周围站着的众人。
So that they may believe that you sent me.
叫他们信是你差了我来。
Not just that I can raise the dead,
不单单只是我要使我能够使拉撒路从死里复活而已。
But that you sent me for a bigger mission than that.
而更重要的是，你差了我来是为了你的目的。
And with a very loud voice,
然后他就在那里大声的宣告说
，Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth.
耶稣基督在那里大声的呼叫，然后说：“拉撒路出来。”
And do you remember how Lazarus was dressed?
我们大家都记得，当拉撒路当时他的穿的是什么
？He was bound hand and foot with wrappings.
他的手脚都裹着布。
And his face was wrapped with a cloth.
他的脸上也包着手巾。
And so Jesus said, "Well, take them off, let him go free."
然后主耶稣就说：“解开，让他走。”
And they all saw him go free.
所有在场的人他们都看见拉撒路就这样就活活的复活了。
They saw the glory of God,
他们看见了神的荣耀。
And he helped people understand that God the Father had really sent Jesus for a bigger mission to become the Savior of the world.
在场的所有的人凡是经历这件事情的，他们心里面都深深的经历了，就是耶稣是神所差派来的，到世上来行神的旨意的人。
Brothers and sisters, can you see the preview of what's going to happen to Christ?
所以我们大家有没有看见，就是在将来今后要发生在耶稣身上的事情的之前所发生的这一切
Jesus will not just be physically resurrected.
主耶稣不单单的只是真的身体经历死而复活而已。
He will become the resurrection, and he will become the life.
因着主耶稣从死里复活，他要成为复活，他要成为生命，所以他在那里对马大说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
He will now own the power to become the resurrection power and life, so that he will be able to raise any human being that believes in him as the Son of God.
因着主耶稣经历这个复活，他就有这样的能力，神就把这样的权柄赐给他，所以他。是复活是生命，就是能够把任何一个他所选择的跟从他信靠他的人，使他们也能够经历死而复活。
Easter tells us that there's going to begin a whole new era of resurrection power and hope.
所以复活节的意义就是在告诉我们，因着耶稣从死里复活，那就开始了一个新的时代。
Brothers and sisters, let's talk about power.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们来讲一讲关于能力这件事情。
If you think of power, maybe you think of the nuclear bomb.
也许我们有人想到能力的时候，也会想到说，原子弹或者是核弹这样大的能力。
Or maybe you think of a space capsule being lifted off the ground with great power and fire.
也许我们会想到这个航天飞机那里起飞的时候，那样子使得地面震动那样大的能力。
Maybe you think of Katrina or some natural disaster has power and pounds people and harms people.
也许像这些飓风一样来到，它拔树倒屋这样子使人受损失。天上看到这个，我不能把这么大的一个机械搬到这里来。
But when I drive around in Tukwila near the SeaTac Airport where I live,
当我开车到在我所住的地方，也是在机场附近Tukwila那里的开车来往的时候。
I've been watching this enormous horizontal crane building and putting together a light rail concrete system.
我就会看到这一个巨大的一个施工机械，它是一个水平起重机，它那里在那里建造这个轻轨铁路。
I can tell from across the street that's at least 100 feet long and probably longer.
从我所看到的话，我就知道这一个起重机械至少有100尺长，可能还更长。
And I can see the concrete pillars, and I can see this crane that goes out ahead to set in place the railing system.
我看见这么一个大的一个机器，它就是建立在这个水泥的这个基础上面，它在那里能够把一些很重的水泥构架移动。
And I got out of my car and went near the site and I took this picture.
当我下车来接近这个机械，我想照这张照片的时候。
And it just overwhelms me when I see the power up there and what it can do.
我实在是被这个机械它的巨大的能力所感染。
And 2 days later, after I drove here, they closed the road.
两天之后，等我再开这条路的时候，我发现他们把这条路已经关闭了。
They closed the road. Why?
为什么他们要关闭那条道路呢？
Because if I drive under there,
如果我真的不开那条路不关的话，我真的开车开到底下去。
And something goes wrong.
如果真的有意外事情发生的时候。
Power of this crane when it falls on me and my car.
这么大一个巨大的施工机械，要是翻倒的话
，I will be in the tomb.
我下次要翻到我的车的时候，那么就是我在这坟墓里了。
And so as they build, I see power every time I drive around there. And they move. It looks like they move about maybe it looks like about 10 feet a day, maybe not even that fast, and they're working day and night.And the power is there day and night constructing this rail system that some of you may ride on someday when you go out to the airport.
也许这个施工期间那里好像每天这的施工的进度并不是很大，也就十尺左右，但是他们日夜在那里施工，以这样子大的一个能力，这样子大的一个工程。当这个铁路建好了以后，我们想我们有些人就会使用轻轨来往机场。
And someday this project will be finished and will be open to the public use.
当这个项目完成的时候，那么公就会开放于公众。
And we will help pay for it.
那当然，我们大家的税来帮助来付这个施工项目。
So maybe we should ride on it sometime.
所以因着这一个，所以我们大家就应该去试试来当它建成了以后试试来做它。
Brothers and sisters, now we go and we're going to see the power, not of machinery, but we're going to see God's power. And I want to take you through right to the heart of Ephesians, okay?
我们刚才看见施工机械它有巨大的能力，现在我们来看看以弗所书那里讲到神他所拥有的更大的能力。
God uses His power is to help people believe Him.
神的能力是在帮助属他的人来信靠他。
God uses His power to help people know who He is.
神的能力是帮助那些信靠他的人来更多的认识神所是的。
God uses His power to help true followers of Christ know what God has given to us.
神的能力是帮助那些真实跟随神的人来认识神所给我们的应许是何等的浩大。
And so in Ephesians 1:17-19, we read three distinct areas that God wants us to know and to own.
所以在以弗所书第一章的十七节到二十三节里面，有很清楚的神告诉我们，我们需要因着神的能力所认识的三件事情。
In Ephesians 1:17, Paul is praying that the God of glory will give the Ephesians Christians a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of God.
在十七节那里说，保罗他是为以弗所的圣徒们祷告，是求神将赐人智慧和启示的灵。赏给他们。
This wisdom is not learned in the secular world.
我们知道这样的一个智慧，出于神的智慧，是不是在世俗当中我们可以学到的。
This is supernatural wisdom and revelation that only the Holy Spirit can give to people.
这些超乎自然的智慧，只能够是因着圣灵，也只能是因着神的启示，我们他的信徒们才能得到。
And with this wisdom and revelation, people are able to know who God is.
只有经着这样子的智慧和领受这样的启示，人才能够认识神到底是怎样的一位。
And who Christ is, so that they can know both the Father and the Son much better.
才能够认识耶稣基督到底是怎样的一位，才能认识父和子他们之间的关系到底是怎样。
And in verse 18, he prays that the Ephesian Christians will have the eyes of their heart may be enlightened.
因为他们领受这样的智慧和启示，他们心中的眼睛才能够被照明。
It is that the eyes of the heart will be enlightened in a permanent fashion.
而这样子的一个照明是使他们心中的眼睛是被永久的照明。
How many of you have learned good spiritual truths and then forgotten those?
我们当中有时有这样的经历，就是我们认识一些神的属灵的真理，但是过了一段时间以后却把它淡忘了。
How many of you wonder if you really got it at all?
我们当中有没有神有这样的疑惑，是认为我是不是真的就抓住了这一个真理？
Paul is praying that when the Holy Spirit illuminates us,
是保罗在这里祷告，是说当圣灵把我们心中的眼睛照明的时候，
that our spiritual capabilities will be permanently affected and will grow and stay.
我们属灵的眼睛就能够打开，我们对属灵的事物就能够真的认识，而且这个认识是能够是永久的，而且是一直停留在这种向神打开的这个光景里面。
And in verse 18 we can focus on the phrase what is the hope of his calling.
所以因着这个心里的眼睛是真实的永久的打开，我们就会来认识神给我们的恩召是有何等指望。
God is the author of true calls.
因为神的恩召是真的只是出于神自己的。
And when God's call is understood clearly,
当神的恩召被呼召的人来真实的认识的时候，
there will come an attitude and a confidence in the mind that knows that God has spoken.
他们里面的心意就更新而变化，他们就知道神真的是呼召他们了。
And in verse 18, you see the phrase, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
就使他们就真的知道神在圣徒的心中要得的基业是何等的丰盛和荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us really know that God's inheritance are his people?
我们有谁知道神的基业就是神的子民呢？
God's true followers, real believers in Christ, we make up God's inheritance, His inheritance.
我们有谁是知道这些真实跟随耶稣基督的人的集合就是神的基业？
And so if, as we understand that, you will also understand that true Christians are very precious in God's eyes.
如果我们有这样的认识的话，我们就知道这些真实跟随耶稣的人在神的眼里面是有何等的宝贵，何等的价值。
You remember that scripture that says precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints.
我们都晓得圣经有这样的记载，就是在神眼中看圣徒之死何等宝贵。
And brothers and sisters, not only are true believers precious in God'sBecause we are his inheritance.
我不单单的，我们是在神眼中，我们真实跟随神的人，神看我们为宝贵。
But when we praise him and when we give him his glory, he is filled even more so with his inheritance. Amen.
而且当我们真实跟随耶稣的人，我们来把赞美和荣耀归给神的时候，我们这些的集合就使神的荣耀和赞美更加的丰富。
In other words, as God knows us and loves us and is treasuring us as his inheritance,
所以也就是说当神认识我们，他宝贝我们作为他的基业的时候，
in banking terms, we can give him more and more dividends.
按照这个银行的这个储蓄的道理来讲的话，就是我们会把更多的红利和分红来得到。
Our praises and the glory we give him makes him even richer, and we all become richer and richer.
当我们把荣耀和赞美归给神的时候，神就越来越丰富。神的丰富又使我们经历神也越来越丰富。
And in verse 19, as we come down this verse, we read that God's power is at work beyond measure.
我们知道这个十九节那里说，使我们这些经历神丰富的人就真的能够知道他向我们这些所信的人显的能力是何等的浩大。
It is power that is more than enough and of excellent and superior quality.
这样子的浩大是超过我们所能够想象的，这样子的远超我们所能想象的一切的界限。
And then he swings into verse 19 with the phrase, with the working of the strength of his might.
然后在下一节他就说，是要在我们这样子的一个大能大力是要运行在我们心中。
How many of you feel sometimes that your energy is very low?
我们有谁有这样的感觉，认为我们好像气力不足一样？
And sometimes your energy is very high.
但有的时候我们也觉得心里面这个充满活力。
And how many of you who used to be in university and stayed up all night can't do that anymore?
我们有谁常常在大学的时候可以轻易的就可以熬夜开夜车，现在大概不行了。
Energy comes and goes with us.
我们里面的体力或精力会是有高有低。
But the Greek phrase of the word working is where we get our word energy from.
但是在这里面二十节那里说所运行的这个运行是它这个字根就是我们现在就是英文常说的这个能量这个字的字根。
And right here, Paul chooses four, not one, four Greek words, and he combines those four Greek words to try to describe God's superabounding power.
就是在这一节里面保罗他用了四个不同的希腊字，他们都是在表示同一个意思，就是能量或者是能力这个字，他把这四个字的组合来试着来说明出于神的这样子的一个大能大力是运行在基督身上。
This power you can see is so powerful that it swings into verse 20.
他说是这样子的一个大能大力就是把我们带到了二十节这里要说的这个事实。
And God's power goes in and it gets Christ's dead body and it brings him, the Greek says, it brings him out from the dead.
所以在希腊文的原文这个意思就是说这样子的一个大能大力临到耶稣身上使耶稣从坟墓里面死而复活。
And in that very dark tomb, there is no light, but God's power comes in there and it gets him and it brings him out from the dead.
在那个黑暗的坟墓里面这样子一个大能光照到那个坟墓里面，把耶稣不单单是光照那个坟墓，而且是把耶稣从死亡里带出来，不单单是从死亡带出来，而是从坟墓里面带出来。
Picture it, brothers and sisters.
我们试着想象一下这样事情。
It doesn't matter if that rock was there or not.
其实跟这个坟墓的门口有没有这个石头堵着都无关。
The power is going to bring Christ out of there, right?
出于神的能力，就是一定要把耶稣从死亡当中带出来。
Picture it.That stone is rolled away.
我们想象一下，当这个石头挪开
，God's power goes in and brings Christ out.
神的能力把耶稣从坟墓里面带出来。
And now the question that haunted many people for a long time was, where did he go?
现在也许有些人要问，那么到底耶稣的身体现在到什么地方去了
？How many of you know the answer?
我们有谁知道这个答案呢
？You know where Christ went.
我想我们都知道耶稣他的身体他到什么地方去了。
His disciples did not steal and hide the body.
我们知道他的门徒并没有把他的身体藏起来。
The Roman government did not steal and hide the body.
但罗马政府也没有把耶稣的身体藏起来。
The jealous religious leaders didn't steal and hide the body.
嫉妒心的那些宗教领袖们也没有把耶稣的身体藏起来。
This verse says Christ God brought him and made him sit down.
二十节那里说使他神的照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，就是使他坐下。
Verse 20 He made him sit down at his right hand in the heavenly places.
使他坐在自己的右边，而且是在天上坐在自己的右边。
How many of you were when you were children?You had a hard time sitting down.
我们当我们是小孩子的时候，是不是常常坐不下来，坐不住
？And your parents and your grandparents would say.
也许我们的父母或者是我们的祖父母一直是要求我们要能够安静，能够坐下，能够坐稳。
As my wife says, she is quoted someone that when God tells a child to wiggle.
当我太太这样说，当神跟小孩子说让小孩子晃动的时候。
Parents or grandparents and aunties and uncles say, "Sit still."
但是小孩子的父母常常会对小孩子说，这时候你要安静。
Who's the kid gonna obey?
但我想小孩子他到底要顺服谁？
Anyhow, God made Christ sit down at his right hand.
但是圣经里这里清楚地跟我们讲到，是神使耶稣复活，并且使他坐下在自己的右边。
From a dark tomb,
使耶稣出离这个黑暗的坟墓。
To sitting at his Father's right hand,
使耶稣坐在他天父的右边。
Can you see? He's reunited with his dad.
所以他就重新与他的父又联合起来。
That separation, why have you forsaken me?
那样子，当耶稣在十字架上呼喊说，你为什么离弃我？那一个与神的分离不再有了。
It's gone. He's sitting right there at his Father's right hand.
那个分离不再有了，他与父又重新联合在一起，他坐在父的右边。
And verse 21 tells us why he's sitting there.
而且二十一节就告诉我们他为什么坐在那里。
He is sitting there above all rule and all authority and all power and all dominion, and he's sitting there above every name that will ever be named or could be named, and he is sitting there not only in this age but in for all the ages to come. He is so far above everything. That's where he is.
那里讲到耶稣坐在他的右边，是坐在那里，是超过一切的名，超过一切的权柄，超过一切的权势，超过一切的能力，超过一切的一切的主治的，有名的，不断是今生的，连来世的也都超过了。就是说，他和一切其他的权柄之间有一个巨大的距离。他高高的坐在父神的右边。
Amen. I want you to stand here, okay? It's good. And.Brother, I love you, brother. Okay? Okay, you can stand here, right to his right here. Okay, good. And I need one more brother. Brother, come.
I'm not in here.
And I want you to stand here. Okay, very good. Now, in Beijing, in 2008, what's going to happen?
2008年在北京要发生什么事？我们都知道是有奥运会。当有奥林匹克运动的时候，就一定会有这个金牌、银牌和铜牌的得主。
Usually, the gold medal winner is here, right?
通常，当时金牌得主一定是站在中间的。
And say the silver medalist is here.
然后银牌站在右边。
And the bronze medalist is here.
铜牌站在左边。
Oh, wait, I made a mistake. You're not here. You notice how close they are.
但是我们都晓得，无论是铜牌和得主，他们之间的距离是不大的。
The gold medal winner of the silver medal, right?
金牌得主和银牌得主之间的距离也只是短短的，也就是几寸而已。
You notice the bronze medal is only that far from the winner and only that far above, right?
对于金牌和铜牌得主之间的距离也不大。
But when Christ was resurrected.
但是当耶稣从死里复活的时候，当耶稣从死里复活的时候，神使他坐在天上自己的宝座右边，那圣经说是远超过一切，远超过一切。
Now you three are the three best in the world.
这奥林匹克体科的竞赛是说的，有那三个是世界上最好的。谢谢他们。
I wish I had some chocolate for you.
我实在是应该给他们巧克力做奖励。
But brothers and sisters, the picture of Christ, he's not even close. He's so far above, and there's a reason he's so far above, right?
当耶稣复活，神使他坐在天上，远超过这个远超过神有他的道理。
Verse 22.
所以二十二节那里说
，His Father now under Christ's feet.
就是父将万有都伏在耶稣的脚下。
And he now makes Christ the head, capital H, of all over all things in the church.
使他做教会之首。
And his church is his body, the fullness of him who fills.All in all.
然后讲到这个教会就是耶稣的身体，就是基督的身体，也是啊充满万有者所充满的。
And brothers and sisters, the people who are called out to be God's church are people who will get their energy and life from Him.
当人蒙神的呼召来进入神的教会，成为神教会的肢体的时候，这些人他们是和耶稣所连接，领受耶稣那里来的复活的能力和生命。
There is no doubt who will be the head of the church. God has made it that way.
毫无疑问，是神是教会的元首，是神使得这些人成为教会的肢体。
And as Christ fills His body with His presence and power,
当耶稣使得他自己因着他自己的同在和他的能力来充满他的身体，充满教会的时候，
He keeps filling it with the holiness of the Holy Spirit.And the power of His word and His Son who is glorious.
他不断地用圣灵，也用他的圣洁来充满他的教会，他的肢体。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the primary way in which Christ will be. It will be known that Christ is risen because it's in the people, the body of the people who really believe that, right?
所以这个。有这样的经历才是真正的，就耶稣基督他复活使他的生命在教会里面运行。
I love the Chinese phrase, 马马虎虎。
我们知道老中有一句话叫马马虎虎。
I like that phrase because it tells me, oh, that's not good, that's not good enough.
这句话的意思是说，还不够好。
And so when Christ fills His body,
当耶稣充满他的身体的时候，
He's not building a body of people who are 马马虎虎。
主耶稣他不会来建立他的身体一个马马虎虎的身体。
He's bringing His power, and so therefore we can be the people of Christ, the people of light, and the people of God's power.
他建立他的身体是要他的身体这些人能够有他的生命，有他的光，能够有他的能力。
Let me make that application, then I'll let you go home, okay?
所以我们下面最后一个是讲怎么样来应用。
Why is Christ's resurrection so important?
为什么耶稣基督的复活对你对我来讲是如此的重要？
I would love to have you break into groups and discuss that.
我很愿意把大家分成小组，我们一起来讨论这个问题。
But I won't.
但是时间不够。
Let me give you three reasons.
我给大家有三个理由。
Number one.
第一，
Eyewitnesses help prove Christ's resurrection. So the resurrection is important because there were eyewitnesses.
主亲眼所见的见证人使我们证明，是对我们证明耶稣是复活的。
1 Corinthians 15,
哥林多前书十五章那里说，
3 through 7 gives a list of some of those people.
那里列举了当时经历主耶稣亲眼所见主耶稣从死而复活的那些人。
It's worth taking time to read. Let me read that through verses 3 through 7. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have already fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me, Paul, also.
哥林多前书十五章的第三节到第八节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来是显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
And remember Mary Magdalene.
我们大家都记得莫大拉的玛利亚。
And the other women at the tomb.
我们大家也记得有另外跟她同居的有另外一位妇女，早晨在耶稣的坟墓那里。
They were eyewitnesses too that helped prove that Christ has risen.
他们也是亲眼所见耶稣基督复活的证人。
The second reason that the resurrection is important because Christians, and we heard it this morning earlier from our sister who gave the testimony.
我们姊妹早上已经给我们做了见证了。
It gives the Christians assurance of our own bodily resurrection someday.
耶稣基督的复活是使我们将来有一天也要经历复活的一个确据。
We learn that Jesus always keeps his promise.
我们晓得主耶稣总是信守他的一切的诺言。
And he said that someday he would come and get us to bring us to himself, right?
他说有一天我还要再来接你们。
So Christ's resurrection tells us that we're in line also if we are true believers in Christ.
所以如果我们是真实的信靠主耶稣基督的人，主耶稣的应许就对我们说，我们将来也要经历这一个复活。
And the third powerful reason, importance of the resurrection.
第三个，为什么主耶稣的复活是如此重要的，是这个原因。
Oh, is that God's power becomes available to us as believers.
因着耶稣的复活，使耶稣复活的大能能够被我们所支取。
His power becomes available to us for daily living.
使我们这些信靠他的人，我们在我们每天的生活当中，我们可以来依靠主耶稣的复活来支取他的复活的大能。
And his power gives us the motivation to give God his rightful glory and don't steal it from him.
是因着他的能力，使我们能够把荣耀来归给神，而且这荣耀也只是单单为着神，而不是我们窃取他的荣耀。
And brothers and sisters, it is my prayer for each of us that we will believe this true account of Easter.
所以我祷告就是我们在座的我们每一位，今天我们能够信神的话，信耶稣基督的复活。
And not make Easter a happy sentimental time that lacks power.
而不是把复活节只是作为一个小孩子的那个寻找彩蛋巧克力的一个时间，却不晓得在复活当中神有他的大能。
And long after children forget the Easter bunny and the chocolates and the candies they sought.
小孩子忘了这些巧克力和彩蛋之后。
Long after that, the true story of Christ's resurrection.
愿意我们能够实在是晓得主耶稣基督复活他的真实含义。
Will be far above all the other stories that have ever been told.
愿耶稣复活这个故事能够在我们心里面永永远远的有一个对我们有一个影响。
And if there's anybody who came today who is not sure of whether he or she believes in Christ as the Son of God,
如果我们当中在座的不管是谁，如果你仍然对你自己信靠耶稣这个事情你还有疑惑的话，
My prayer is that you will believe, and I know there are godly people here at this church who can help you understand and believe.
我的祷告就是有一天你能够来信靠耶稣，我相信在座的在这教会当中我们有很多人会对你有帮助。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家来听。
May God grant you his illumination to know him better.
愿神把他的智慧和启示赏给我们。
And may the joy of the Easter celebration be yours and your loved ones and spread to those who don't know him.
愿复活节的喜乐能够使我们当中充满在我们每一个人当中，而且使我们把这样的喜乐也带给我们周遭的人。
谢谢你。
谢谢。